There are several things that providers can do in order to establish a safe and supportive environment. Communicating openly and respectfully. Open communication with clients involves using active listening skills, such as open-ended questions, affirmations, and reflective listening. These techniques are designed to demonstrate respect and empathy. Ensuring privacy and confidentiality. Frequently, survivors of trauma have had their privacy violated. Respecting privacy and confidentiality includes asking permission and outlining clear boundaries before entering client spaces, providing private, confidential spaces to conduct assessments and have conversations with clients, addressing individual issues in private, avoiding having discussions about clients in public places, and clearly explaining the limits of privacy and confidentiality. Providing consistency and predictability. Feelings of uncertainty and confusion can trigger intense trauma responses related to past experiences. Maintaining a consistent and predictable environment can help to instill a sense of calm, which in turn allows the client to focus on recovery. Consistency at the service level creates trust between the client and the provider and serves as a foundation for building healthy relationships. Ways to establish consistency and predictability with clients include having regular meetings, keeping and being on time for appointments, following up on client requests or concerns, clearly defining roles and boundaries, and maintaining empathic responses to clients in the face of both successes and setbacks. Sharing information. The experience of trauma frequently leaves people feeling powerless. Providing people with information provides a sense of control. Ensuring cultural competence. Culture plays a significant role in the types of trauma that may be experienced, the risk for continued trauma, how survivors manage and express their experiences, and which supports and interventions are most effective. A culturally competent approach helps to create a respectful environment in which survivors can begin to rebuild a sense of self and a connection to their communities. Facilitating safety and crisis prevention planning. Trauma-informed care establishes safety measures before crises occur. Providers and clients work together to establish safety plans and by helping clients to identify and respond to potential triggers before they become overwhelmed. These plans are most effective when they are in writing. Click through the next few slides to learn more about specific strategies.